Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tim Allen now joining us. Tim, how you been, buddy?
What's happening, Bill?
So I got to ask you, yesterday, Corey Knebel, he does not even complete an inning, doesn't get an out, gives up a hit, four runs, three walks, can't find the strike zone. There's no way in hell I would have let him load the bases. I think it was one of the only missteps that I can seriously criticize for Craig Counsell, specifically not having anybody warming up when you saw clearly Knebel didn't have it, and yesterday they lose that ball game. Give me your thoughts.
Yeah, and we discussed that. I heard you talking about that a few minutes ago. And we talked about that. Well, Burns was up in that eighth inning. Well, the reason Burns was up in the eighth inning, Brewers were batting right there. And if they put up a crooked number, then Burns was going to come in, and it would not have been a safe situation for Corey Knebel. So that being said, you've used Corbin Burns in high leverage situations, so shouldn't Craig Counsell then have determined, well, instead of, you know, hastening the process and getting Soria ready to go in a rush, why not go with Burns, who had already been up just a few minutes prior, just because in desperate times, desperate measures. And he decided not to do that. He's still developing, Bill, and I maybe it's an old school thought, but sometimes these pitchers, they would get offended if they're on the mound. They take a peek back to that bullpen, and they see somebody behind them. And I say no. This is all hands on deck here, and I'll pick you up and use that tack for connectivity. Say, hey man, just so you guys know, no matter what the situation, I may have someone up just in case. And maybe it was a learning moment for Craig Counsell.
Do you put Corey Knebel back in the closer's role?
No, not right now. I don't think you can do that right now. And he just about as much said that yesterday, Counsell did, and that they're gonna use him, and he's a viable part of the success here down the stretch. In theory, what has to happen is he's got to get his head on straight. He's got to throw some strikes. That bullpen is the best it can be with Corey Knebel locking down saves. That's fact. And Counsell said that. And they're going to do everything in their effort to get him back in that role. Just think about the way it all dials in and lines up with Jeffress and with Hader and Soria and Jennings and these guys. And I wouldn't give up on Matt Albers as well. I mean, he's a guy that's worth the investment to see if they can get his head on straight. So you have to go from right now. I think if you had to pick one, Bill, it's got to be Jeremy Jeffress.
Yeah, I was going to say Jeffress would be my guy because I don't want to take Josh Hader out of that multi-inning role. And he can give you a couple of innings, and a guy that can do that, I don't want to make him all of a sudden just a guy that's going to come in and throw anywhere from 9 to 12 to 15 pitches. I want him to be a guy that can continue to come in and get outs in an extended situation, and I that's the reason I would go. And let's be honest, I mean, Jeremy Jeffress has had that kind of ability as well in the past where he's been a closer. Soria, I was not thrilled with, comes in and gets a couple of good fastballs past him. One is a swing and a miss. Second one is a foul tip. After that was the grand slam. A little bit disappointing there also. It's not that I would not make Soria my closer because he's done it in the past. Everybody has a bad pitch. But that's not the best impression when you're early on with a new ball club.
No, and I think he's had some success, and that's why you get these guys, these types of guys that have been closers, and a lot of these, most all of these playoff teams will have multiple closers at some point in their career. They have been closers. I mean, look at the Brewers here. Soria, Jeremy Jeffress has had some success closing out games, and then Corey Knebel. But it's got to be Jeremy Jeffress, and you're right on the money with Hader. I just, as good as he can be and is, you're right. I think he's more valuable at being that bullpen swing man that can go from the sixth, dripping into the seventh, seventh into the eighth, and really you can put him in the ninth then maybe get an out in the eighth and then have him pitch to a couple of batters in the ninth inning to set up Jeffress. So they're still not in horrible shape in that bullpen. Despite Knievel's screwy outing yesterday, they're not in bad shape.
I want to ask you, the guy that's been really heating up, Travis Shaw, are you feeling comfortable with the way he's swinging a bat now? Because he seems over the last, say, 10 to 15 games, he really seems like he's starting to swing a solid bat.
Yeah, and against the lefties, too. And then that's what he's been doing. That was huge against the lefty to get a multi-hit game. And, yes, I'm really pleased with that. But it's not just him, though. And things will cycle through in order. It can't always, every game, be Yelich, Kane, and Suits. It's just impossible for that to happen. So when they have a little down portion of a run, these other guys got to pick it up. And it's got to be Moustakas aside, short sample size. But the guys that we're aware of here, not just Shaw, but Braun's been picking it up. Guys like Manny Pena have been picking things up a little bit. Orlando Arcia has been picking things up. So that is great news for the offense. We still, and we've been begging for it all year, Bill. We've been begging for it. We're still waiting on it. And I'm still going to say that this offense is the key, man. If they put a run together, this is going to be a special finish. If they can get their heads on straight, put that run together to coincide with the starters and a still good bullpen, it's going to be one hell of a finish.
Tim, does it concern you that they're beginning to stumble? They're playing basically 500 ball. The Cubs are heating up. The Cubs are well above 10, 12, 13 games over 500 at home in the last month and a half. It seems like what you expected from the Cubs, they're starting to give you. What you thought from the Brewers, you're expecting a little bit more. You're kind of holding your breath with each and every game. Don't get me wrong. I know you love it because it's exciting baseball. But as things stand right now, with the Brewers being a couple of games back in the standings, does what the Cubs are starting to do, the way they're starting to heat up, does that make you nervous at all?
Yeah, well, it should in a pennant race when one team starts to rattle. But I look at it as the glass little half full. If you're going to have a run, yeah, let's have a run at the right time. And if the Brewers are going to have a little funk that they're going through here, let's get this out of the way right now. They've, I think, essentially have recovered from the pre-All-Star game funk. Now, are they world beaters right now, as you say? No, but they're not losing 7 of 8 like they did in Miami and Pittsburgh. So you're kind of hold and serve here a little bit. Cubs aren't running away with this thing. They're not. And here we go. We're down to 44 games left on the Brewers' side. They just haven't run away with it. Now, what's concerning is, in the span of 3 or 4 games, you sit around that 3-4 game out mark, and then you hit a funk. That's concerning to me. You hang around the 1-2, 2.5 mark, that's attainable. That's attainable in a weekend. That's attainable in a couple of games. The Cubs are a good baseball team. I've said it all year long. They're a good baseball team, but so are the Brewers. And whoever's going to get hot, we're 44 left, I would say start that run. Get this out of your system. Start that run in about 2 weeks.
Here's the additional thing to kind of put in the back of your mind is the Brewers will have 4 additional off days as opposed to the Cubs from now till the end of the season. Because the Cubs have some games that they still have to make up from the early rainouts. The Brewers do not, which means the Brewers are going to have 4 additional off days as opposed to the Cubs. The Cubs will play longer stretches of games straight than the Brewers will, which means the Brewers can then refresh that bullpen just a little bit more. Just one of those little statistical side notes that I know you're thrilled about.
Yeah, you're right on the money, and that's what's going to help this, what some deem as an overtaxed bullpen. And now with the lower leverage situations for Corey Knievel, it's going to impact the amount of higher-level situations for Josh Hader and Jeremy Jeffress. And someone else has to scoot in there. I mean, if Knievel's not going to be the high leverage, you can't go to these guys every single night. So who's that going to be? Is it going to be Jacob Barnes? Is it going to be Dan Jennings? Are they going to lean on Corbin Burns on this? Are they waiting for the activation of Taylor Williams? And there's a key guy right there. He had a couple of bad outings that ballooned things up on him, on his ERA. But for the most part, he'd been doing a dynamite job. So they're going to need that other guy, but the off days definitely helped that out.
Hey, Tim, they added the bat and scope. Travis Shaw is heating up. We know that Moustakas is Moustakas. So let me ask you this. If you're going to go into the postseason tomorrow, who is your starting? What does your starting infield look like?
Well, it depends righty-lefty. It really does. And, you know, Shaw's got to be in there. Your guy's got to be in there. Shaw's got to be in there. Scope's got to be in there. Moose has to be in there. And Seuss has to be in there. There's your infield. It's got to be Pena behind the plate. And then is it Braun or Thames in that outfield? And that's would be the question mark. One of them's got to sit. And I think you go matchups with Braun or Thames, both of them. In fact, Thames more as of late has been getting you the big bomb. Braun, although, has been still striking the ball well and at least improving here. He was leaning on, for a second there, leaning on 250. And I know that's not saying a bunch, but from where he came from, you know, 227 or whatever it was, that was a big climb for him. But the offense, I just, by the looks of it, Bill, on paper and on a given game, and they are capable on any given moment to put up 3, 4, 5 runs in an inning.
Always good to talk to you, buddy. We will talk to you soon. Have a good weekend, and we'll chat again next week, okay?
Yeah, you got it, Bill.
See you, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.